Saturday, April 13th. Today was a bloodbath in the crypto markets, probably in other markets too, considering there was potential for the beginning of World War III, which I guess there still is. I think that was the catalyst for what happened in crypto, along with a little pullback as we head into the Bitcoin halving coming on April 20th, one week from today, or maybe the 19th. I'm not even sure. We'll do an episode on what the halving is all about sometime this week. But today, we saw pullbacks by the big guys, Bitcoin and Ethereum. But the altcoin, meme coin world, which has been pretty explosive over the last few weeks, really, really flamed out hard. And harder in some cases. And what it, you know, the pros call it a shakeout, right? You're getting rid of the frauds and the phonies and the people who are not really here in the game for the long term, or those who are over leveraged and extended themselves because they thought everything was just going to go up forever. And people start to panic and sell, and then it gets lower. So other people panic and sell some more, and then they see it getting lower. They're like, holy shit, it's the end of the world. I'm going to lose my 401k as they panic and sell some more. And they're like, I'll only take a little bit of a loss instead of a complete disaster. And that is this self-fulfilling prophecy, and it shakes out the weak among us. And while I am neither a crypto expert or maxi, or on the other end, not a over-leveraged panic person, somewhere in between, and this is my first real token ride here, whereas 2021, I was just a rookie in the NFT world, and now it's more towards currencies. Anyhow, as a disciplined, older, wiser folk, not like some of the 22-year-olds who are just throwing shit around, I did not panic, and I am not panicking. And it's already a slight turnaround. And from what the experts that I religiously follow on Twitter and become digital friends with some of them, the guys who have really been around the block here for at least two cycles, if not four, you know, they say, be calm. And those who panic sell will lose, and those who remain calm and even buy more on during these massive dips understand what's coming next, which, as all the smart people say, there's something explosive that's going to happen in the next 6 months, let's call it, you know, in 2024. And I'm still here for that ride. Hopefully you didn't get shaken out. If you're still interested in just looking around, there are some things on sale, as they say, right now. If you want to talk about it, hit me up. See you tomorrow.